Because it is raining, I feel inclined to read this poem, though it is probably the longest one of the Nadja poems. It is a pantoum. And I credit my friend Rachel Rose for asking me to push it forward, because it was at one point only 4 or 5 stanzas, and I didn't know what to do with it. It's called Forecast, Nadja, and it has 2 epigraphs. I knew everything, so hard have I tried to read in my streams of tears. And that's apparently the words of Nadja, quoted by Breton. And Breton, the essential thing is that I do not suppose there can be much difference for Nadja between the inside of a sanitarium and the outside. The pantoum is a Malaysian form that came to us through the French, and it is in the form of a quatrain with a strict repetition. Lines 2 and 4 in one stanza become lines 1 and 3 of the subsequent stanza, and often there's a return to the first stanza to use the unused lines there, so every line is used twice, and the motion is a kind of 4 steps forward, 2 steps back motion, which suits, for me, the subject of mental illness. Flowers drown when the ground gets sodden. I knew everything, so hard have I tried to notice things, to read in my streams of tears. I knew everything so hard. Fingers thrumming, nails chewed down. I tried to read in my streams of tears the prognosis, the weather report, more rain. Fingers thrumming, nails down, water and pills. The prognosis, the weather report, more rain, apparently. That's what I can expect. Water and pills. Storm clouds drop like a dressing gown. Apparently, that's what I can expect. And then, after a time, the weather clears. Storm clouds drop like a dressing gown again. Months later, I visit the garden. For a time, the weather is clear. So delicate, I scarcely touch the ground. Again, months later, I visit the garden. Mayflies braid the air. So delicate, I scarcely touch the ground, like girls skipping double dutch. Mayflies braiding the air. And for now, I feel good in my skin, like girls skipping double dutch. 1, 2, beside my slatted wood bench. And for now, I feel good in my skin. The girls are singing, 3, 4, beside my slatted wood bench. Something luminous, the beginning of the word hope. The girls are singing, rain, rain, go away, come again another day. And something luminous, the beginning of the word hope, is folded with their skipping ropes. Rains come again, rain another day. At the St. Anne, I'm put away. Hopes furl like the skipping ropes, like umbrellas in the lost and found. At the St. Anne, I'm put away. Who could distinguish me from the other umbrellas in the lost and found? The nurses kindly take me out for air. Who could distinguish me from the others, shuffling along the tree-lined Allée Paul Verlaine? Inmates the kindly nurses take outside for the air. Darkening slatted benches under the linden trees. Lines from Verlaine I've always loved. Repeat my pain like the rain darkening slatted benches under the linden trees. Il pleure dans mon cœur comme il pleure sur la vie. The rain repeats my pain like the grating sound of a key turning in a lock. Au bruit de la pluie par terre et sur les toits. In a week, I move to the Paris Vaucluse. The grating sound of a key turning in a lock. The wretched view of the garden. The week I move to the Vaucluse, I begin to know everything. The wretched view of the garden, the stone wall, gatehouse, regimen. I begin to know everything. The difference between the inside of a sanatorium and the outside of a sanatorium. When I'm clear, they let me stroll the grounds. When I'm threatening rain, they lock me in again. Somebody turns the water on and off. When I'm clear, they let me stroll the grounds to notice things. Long walks in the rain make me so muddy the bathwater turns brown. Flowers drown. I think just two more. One of them is actually an exercise that I did with my creative writing class. We worked with controlling metaphor, and it was so much fun. I had them come up with abstract terms going through the alphabet from A to Z, you know, anguish, beauty, etc., and then come up with concrete terms, A to Z, and then we randomly connected a few till we had really strange combinations, and then they had to write five sentences that begin with that statement, faith is a suitcase, truth is a glass, or, you know, jealousy is a monkey, or something like that. So a couple that I wrote are, truth is a glass and hope is a wheelbarrow. These are very short, and then I have just one more. Truth is a glass. It contains. But is it half full or half empty? Whose hand is it in? Sometimes a hairline crack is hard to detect. You keep drinking from it until it shatters. Hope is a wheelbarrow. It carries what you haven't the strength to lug on your own. From the shed to the garden, from the garden to the shed, you plant hope's seedlings in a freshly turned bed. Oh, simple conveyor. Metaphor's vehicle is always some avatar of the wheelbarrow. You load it up. It holds more than you thought possible. It transports. All you have to do is hold on to it. Well, there is that little push. Or is it the wheelbarrow, painted bright red for courage, that pulls you? As Williams said, so much depends. This poem is called Threshold. It took two nurses and your dad to hold you down for the IV. The nurse with the needle plunged for a vein, which you'd scuppered in your rage. First one fist, then the other. Your turbo cry shredding the scenery, and that one marathon howl. Nothing can ever be academic for me now at your feet. Nor for your dad, the heavy, who'll carry you into the Faraday cage, catch your head when the Nembutal drops anchor, lay you down like a wilted bouquet on the MRI bed. He'll sit vigil while you're in the whale's gut under a striped flannel. Double earplugs, pacifier, your protection from the runway din of magnets doing the bump, this sunless spell. From behind the observation glass, I let you go too. Burlap and twine swaddle the shrub in winter. The word dolor. Worn images ricochet in my mind's vault where I still hold you and try to let go as you rise with each swell, dip with each trough, and we look to land on the far shore. Can I watch my own cesarean and see him born? I'd asked the surgeon. No, she clipped from behind the drape. You were planted on my chest for 1 minute. Then I was sent to recovery where I had to prove I found my land legs before I could hold you again. And now some days I have to hold you down for a needle, for electrodes, for a subdermal needle stim probe as you cry, Mama, help me. Between us and a diagnosis is fog thick as irony. I hold on to you. Do I need to be the one who feels the ribs of the animal and sees the way out? My threshold experience. I hold on to you and I let you go. I open my eyes, looking for and afraid of the answer. Thank you.